in her face. I'd actually dropped it right onto the floor with a bang. And then the muscle memory that I'd developed from years of covering up all kinds of reactions kicked in. It took the helmet from Bella and flipped up the cage as if opening the clips was the most fascinating thing I'd ever done. Coach's voice rambled on at the front of the room as he introduced the new guy. Good foot speed and incredible stats from his season at St. B's. He's a terrific addition to the room. Please welcome Johnny Ricker to the team. The sound of his name was like a punch to the stomach. I sat down hard on the bench behind me, bending over like someone who'd been hammered into the boards. Reaching down, I tugged my skate guards free just to give myself a reason to cower with my head between my legs. And removing the rubber strips from my skate blades was harder than it should have been, because my hands were actually shaking. Jesus, Graham, I ordered myself, get a grip. Hardly, Coach bellowed at our team captain. Ricker can have McCauley's old locker. That okay with you? Yeah, Hartley answered, his voice rough. He and McCauley were best friends from way back, so Hartley didn't sound too pleased about it. Come on over here, he said anyway, calling the new player. The one whose eyes I was going to avoid from now until graduation. I retied my skates just so I'd have something to do. Coach said, let's get out there, on the ice in 1 minute, kids. Then he disappeared. How do you transfer exactly? Hartley asked Ricker. And he must not have been the only one who was curious, because the locker room stayed quiet. There were about 100 ACAA rules against transferring. Usually, if you wanted to switch schools to play Division I hockey, you had to sit out a year. I heard a familiar chuckle, which made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. I don't think we have the time right now for that story. God, the sound of him was like being scraped raw. The rough quality of his voice turned me inside out with memories, both good and bad. I'll tell you later, he said. Over beers, it's the kind of story that requires alcohol. Hartley chuffed out a laugh. Okay, but with a buildup like that, it better be good. Trust me, Ricker muttered. I couldn't sit there any longer after that. Feeling like I might pop out of my skin, I stood up fast and went for the rink door. Yanking it open, I felt the cold slap of rink air on my face. I sucked down a deep, icy breath and hurried down the chute, the rubber floor pads springing back against my steel blades. Without slowing down, I stepped over the lip, pushing off across the slick surface. My heart was still banging around in my chest, so I bent my legs and powered forward, flying down the rink. The boards passing me began to blur. Skating hard would help steady me. It would have to.
Ricker. In hockey, unlike other sports, there aren't many timeouts, and that's too bad. Because after walking into that locker room and getting a quick glimpse at Michael Graham's face, I really could have used one. I knew he'd be in there. I'd read the team roster before I transferred, and I thought I was prepared for it. After all, I'd had 5 years to get over being angry. The scars on my face had long since healed, and the broken ribs were a distant memory. I'd moved on in so many ways. Crossing that crowded room, I'd only gotten a glimpse of him, but a glance was enough to make me understand just how hard this was going to be. Cause you never really get over your first love, right? That's what the lyrics of pop songs tell me anyway. He didn't even look the same. All this time, I'd been picturing that skinny, scared teenager who'd left me bleeding on the asphalt. But version 2.0 of Graham suiting up in the corner was a big bruiser of a defenseman. I didn't need x-ray vision to see that there was a hell of a lot of muscle underneath those pads. Damn. But looking down from atop the new rocking bod were the same icy blue eyes, framed by the thickest blonde eyelashes I ever saw on a guy, and I've looked at plenty. The sight of him was enough to give my heart a big old kick. Unfortunately, the look on his face told me that there were tough times ahead, because the dude did not look happy to see me. Of course he didn't. No surprise there. If he'd wanted to remember that I existed, he might have called sometime in the last 5 years, or emailed, or texted. I already knew he was as done with me as a person could be. But damn if his scowl didn't hurt. There weren't any timeouts, though, not in life and not in hockey, so I was just going to have to deal with that shit later. Right now, it was time to skate. And to say that I'd have something to prove to this team was the understatement of the year. The new guy always does, right? Now take that typical burden and multiply by 100. That's what it was going to take once they heard my